Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. For the last few weeks, we dove into criminology, the press's promotion of our criminology titles throughout the month of May. This week, we're discussing a new book that released on Friday, June 5th. In early 1862, the Civil War had been raging for almost 10 months, and the Confederacy had enjoyed virtually uninterrupted success. From seizing federal property to early battlefield victories, Southern forces had effectively expelled Union authority from nearly all of the Confederacy's 11 states. The Union suffered repeated setbacks, while modest victories in western Virginia and Kentucky had little strategic impact. By the end of February, however, much had changed. On February 6, Union gunboats under the joint command of Brigadier General Ulysses S. Grant and Flag Officer Andrew H. Foote captured Fort Henry on the Tennessee River, opening a crucial waterway into the Confederacy. Just days later, Grant moved against Fort Donelson on the Cumberland River. After several days of fighting, the fort surrendered on the 16th, along with more than 13,000 Confederate troops, the largest surrender in U.S. history to that point. These twin victories shattered Confederate control of Kentucky and western Tennessee, allowing federal soldiers and sailors to use the rivers to threaten the Confederacy's interior. This first major strategic breakthrough of the war signaled a dramatic shift in momentum and elevated Grant's national profile. In the essay collection, The Forts Henry and Donelson Campaign, February 6th through 16th, 1862, edited by Stephen E. Woodworth and Charles D. Greer for the Civil War Campaigns in the West series, leading and emerging scholars provide in-depth analyses of previously overlooked aspects of the Forts Henry and Donelson Campaign. Contributors examine how ecological forces influenced the campaign, the effectiveness of the joint command between the Union Army and Navy, and Union Brigadier General Charles F. Smith's assault the doomed Fort Donelson. They also explore the battle's impact on the military career of Nathan Bedford Forrest, the effects of surprise during the Confederate breakout attempt from Fort Donelson, Confederate Colonel Gabriel Wharton's memoir, and how the loss of the forts showed Texans that the fight to preserve the enslaved South would cost them more than they had imagined. In the aftermath of the Forts Henry and Donelson campaign, most of the Civil War still lay ahead. The Confederacy would have many opportunities to regain its momentum and exhaust the Union will to prevail. However, with a few key exceptions, for the rest of the war, the Confederacy fought to defend itself rather than to take new territory. It was in this massive shift of momentum during 10 days in 1862 that the war's military outcome was foreshadowed. Chris Makowski, editor-in-chief for Emerging Civil War, says, "Every major Confederate effort west of the Appalachians from February 1862 onward became an effort to undo the effects of the fall of Forts Henry and Donelson." So contend Stephen Woodworth and Charles Greer in their examination of the Dual River Campaign that opened up the Confederate heartland and gave the world U.S. unconditional surrender, Grant. This collection of essays brings new insights and new source material to an understudied but immensely consequential campaign. It's an excellent addition to an excellent series. Gerald J. Prokopovich of East Carolina University adds, "Few Civil War campaigns can rival the capture of Forts Henry and Donelson in 1862 in their combination of strategic significance and scholarly neglect. This collection recognizes the former and addresses the latter. Written by a combination of established academic authorities and new contributors from the world of public history, these thought-provoking essays should stimulate new interest in what some historians regard as the turning point of the war." In the book's introduction, Stephen E. Woodworth writes, "February 1862 brought a dramatic change in the momentum of the war. On February 4th, Union troops under Brigadier General Ulysses S. Grant began landing near Fort Henry, linchpin of Confederate control of the Tennessee River. 2 days later, a cooperating squadron of Union gunboats under the command of Flag Officer Andrew H. Foote battered the fort into submission, and the Tennessee River was open to Union gunboats and transports all the way to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. On February 11th, Grant began moving his force across the dozen-mile-wide neck of land that here separated the Tennessee from the Cumberland River, and the following day opened operations against Fort Donelson, gateway to control of the Cumberland. On February 16th, that fort too surrendered, leaving no significant obstacle to riverborne Union forces advancing all the way to Nashville, if they cared to. Grant's victory also netted more than 13,000 Confederate prisoners, making the Battle of Fort Donelson the largest surrender on the North American continent up to that time. Grant's and Foote's twin victories on the Tennessee and Cumberland extinguished the rebel presence in Kentucky and cost the Confederacy half of Tennessee's land area and more than half of its population, industry, agriculture, and wealth. It shifted the fighting front from the Upper South to the Deep South and cost the Confederacy manpower it could not replace. It set the Confederacy back on its heels in the Western theater. Through the rest of the war, every major Confederate effort west of the Appalachians was, in effect, an attempt to reverse the outcome of the Henry and Donelson campaign. While successive Union offenses leveraged the advances gained in February 1862 to gain still more strategic advantages until Union forces had choked the life out of the Confederacy in the broad region between the Appalachians and the Mississippi, the true center of gravity for the slaveholders' republic." Stephen D. Engel, author of Struggle for the Heartland, The Campaigns from Fort Henry to Corinth, adds, from Woodworth and Greer comes a wonderfully insightful addition to the literature on perhaps the most significant military campaign of the Civil War. With an impressive command of the sources, this volume will take the lead in the conversation about how and why this multidimensional campaign brought a dramatic change in the war's momentum. You can buy your own copy of the Forts Henry and Donelson Campaign, February 6th through 16th, 1862, from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about the books the press is spotlighting for Pride Month. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.